Chapter 10, Creature Move. Creature Move is motion, like a giant windmill. Never feels it's quite right if he has to stand still. He's always in motion, like clouds in the sky, water flowing in streams, and great birds soaring high. Creature Walk comes along, one step, then another, a slow-motion version of her faster brother. Walk's brother moves along, at a pace he does zip, bouncing up and then down, he is called Creature Skip. They get even bigger. You must meet Sister Run, for a very fast race is her notion of fun. But wait, there are more, and they're not all that rare. You don't want to miss them, so look up in the air. We are speaking, of course, of cousins Hop and Jump. They just love to go up and come down with a thump. The list goes on and on. It's quite a large number. But let's at least mention friends Lope, Limp, and Lumber. We don't want to forget those long big feet that prance, always moving in time. We call her Creature Dance. Dance likes to get along with every creature, too. She puts life in motion when words just will not do. Creature Dance has a friend all too easy to miss, and when you have found him, quite easy to dismiss. When Dance is exhausted and movement comes to rest, we find that Creature Sit is the one we love the best. You may not have noticed, but he's over there, content in the corner, but firmly in his chair. You'll see when you find him, a happy small creature, his nice knack for stopping, his outstanding feature. Now don't get him confused with Creature Sister Sleep, who only stops moving when she's dead on her feet. Creature Sit just enjoys all the things that happen when you're quiet and still, not moving or yapping.